10 a.m. Eastern, March the 28th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $70,542. ETH is down 0.5% at $3,575. And Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $583. Those leaders by market cap, top gainers in the last 24 hours, Dogecoin up 17%. Well, Ethereum's network, supported by 13,900 nodes, has reached over 1 million validators. Currently, they're staking over 32 million ETH, valued at more than $114 billion, or around 26% of the total supply. Validators maintain Ethereum security by proposing and validating blocks, ensuring consensus by staking 32 ETH in exchange for rewards. Despite hitting all-time highs in daily and monthly staker revenue, there are discussions about the sustainability of the current setup. Coinbase wallet creator Peter Kim noted that 32 ETH cap inflates the number of validators, a situation that may change with the Petra upgrade and allows for higher staking per validator and reduces their number. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin has proposed penalties for validators based on their failure rates, aiming to level the playing field between large and small stakers. Well, Michael Patron, co-founder of Quadriga CX, is facing pressure in British Columbia through a new court order that demands an explanation for his wealth. The order targets assets including $250,000 in cash, 45 gold bars, luxury watches, and expensive jewelry. The move comes after Quadriga CX collapsed in 2019 following the disappearance and alleged death of CEO Gerald Cotton. Thousands of customers lost their savings due to the exchange's actions, leading to accusations of criminality. The order seeks to seize assets believed to be linked to these criminal activities, like fraud or money laundering. Patron's legal team argues that the investigation violates his constitutional rights. Web3 gaming platform Elixir Games scored a $14 million seed round. This investment will propel their gaming ecosystem development and support the launch of its Elix token. CEO Carlos Roldan highlighted the company's vision of empowering gamers beyond the screen. Web3 startup Flock, focused on decentralized AI training, has secured $6 million in seed funding. The company plans to use the funds to expand its team and develop an AI training platform based on federated learning, prioritizing data privacy. Flock incentivizes competition in the machine learning community through an open leaderboard and sponsored training tasks. And finally, liquid staking protocol Prisma Finance seems to have fallen victim to a hack ongoing for about $9 million. The Web3 security platform Cybers detected the suspicious transactions, estimating the losses so far. Prisma Finance has paused their protocol for investigation and promised updates to the community. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.